Rabash's article 8, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. 2. Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, and this is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among themselves to unite into a group understood that there isn't such great disparity of views between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and around that they can unite. Workshop question: what concessions do we have to make in order to feel in the group like an embryo in the womb? Again, workshop question: what concessions do we have to make in order to feel in the group like an embryo in the womb?
Need to give up our self-importance, my attention to myself within myself, and come out to this importance of the friends.
Yes, you need to forfeit the self, the self-importance, everything, more or less. So nothing will happen, there's no respect, nothing for oneself, and now let's start a new reality and compel the Creator to give us liveliness in something else.
To give up the perception that you can solve anything, that you exist in the spiritual reality by yourself and not inside the ten.
To concede or forfeit being stuck within the ego, which is against connection.
To give up control, I'm in the center. To learn to understand that I'm not the center.
And also this inner claim that I'm right, and self-pity, and all those things that are very natural for a person, in a very instinctive manner.
That I'm greater than my friends, to, even to some extent, I have to give that up.
Yes, that pride, that pridefulness. All those qualities which come with the ego.
In a sense, to give up on everything I cannot give up on. Give up on myself. Whatever I can't imagine, I guess I have to give it up.
It's as if, not just those qualities that we've mentioned, that are, you know, harsh. The place, the actual place that you occupy in reality, the actual fact that you occupy a place in reality, like a point that doesn't exist, like an ant that no one cares about, you don't exist.
Truly so. To give up the illusion that seemingly there is nothing, there's something other than him.
You left me with nothing to add.
I guess if we knew what we were about to give up on, we'd be running out of here.
I also thought that the more this workshop advances, the more fun it becomes. Because if you truly listen to the friends, it's really hard. But somehow when you do it together, it's happier and at least it sounds easier.
Yeah, to give up anything that's beyond necessity, where it appears that a person exists in and of himself.
Anything that doesn't pertain to the connection between the friends, doesn't relate to it, and anything that doesn't relate to our goal, which is connecting with the Creator. Anything else you can just move away, push off. Only, you know, what's necessary.
Give up the idea that I'm number one. Everything is in me. And become number zero. Lowly. Nothing.
Perhaps to give up all of the suffering, the poison, the pain. Because ultimately everything we've mentioned is the only reason why we don't feel the infinite reality, the end of correction and complete adhesion with the Creator. So it may be that we're not actually giving up anything. We're just finding how it's all death.
What to give up? Give up the I. Leave only the friends, the Creator and the friends. This is my world. This is my new me.
And to concede the lack of concession. The idea that we determine anything. Do with us righteousness and charity. We're coming close to Rosh Hashanah. So just to give up on that, thinking we do something.
We can also give up this thought of what will be with me. We can give that up as well.
To give up this false reality, this virtual reality, which my ego depicts, which it portrays for me, and to go in the direction of the true reality, to constantly study what the true reality is about.
Okay, it's easier to go to the question, what do we attain?
What do we attain? You attain a new world. A world where you don't need to care for yourself every given moment. And yourself becomes something else entirely, outside of you.
You have
to give up impatience and the idea that you gain something from coming out of yourself.
Give
up all the fears that I'm addicted to, I can't pass up on. It's impossible to give up on anything. Our egos don't allow us to give up on anything. What you can do is make an effort to connect together, to be in a voot for each other, to make an effort to ask the Creator to give each and every one the opportunity, the ability to concede. And only that effort to be like a 10, and to give the Creator room to work he can then make this change. And this change, this transformation is when one concedes his love of self. Because why should you love yourself more than others? Interesting. Yes, and when giving up on himself, for feeding himself, he begins to think of how to give contentment to the Creator at every moment, and then the world becomes important, and the friends, and all of that. La 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 la